Hello, hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to The Fear of the Robots, the podcast where we discuss the future of technologies and how these will be affecting the world we live in a real way, possibly, and not pondering too much about strange stuff and possible applications that are too far away, but real applications that we see right now. Now, today I would like to discuss about brand and specifically the power of brand in these days and age. I'm wondering how many have my age and maybe a little bit older and remember the no logo movement. This was something that is possibly 20 years old, something like that, and it was pretty much associated with the no logo movement, as someone would recall, no global movement, sorry, as someone would recall, it was some kind of rebellion to globalization that dates back 20 years, the end of the 90s, the first years of the 2000s, especially 2001, and no logo was really a sidekick of the no global, and the message was pretty much all the same: all big companies are bad, blah blah blah, and we don't have to accept the power of corporations, so on and so forth. The caption no logo was actually the title of a book from a Canadian journalist, Naomi Klein, whom, by the way, then got involved in Occupy Wall Street and all of that. But I'm not too much interested in the political views in this moment. Much more, I want to investigate how this no logo, no brand movement practically disappeared in the last 20 years. Because at that time, it was really a thing. At that time, it really moved a lot of people away from big companies because of their malpractices, because of exploitation of child work in the third world, all this kind of stuff. And at that time, a lot of people was really looking for unbranded products for themselves, for their daily buys, and also this changed a lot the relationship that people had with brands, with big brands. How this started, how it changed, and why it did go away all of a sudden. It was really a hype at that time. And now I don't see that anymore. And I'm wondering how we can explain this. The concept that Mrs. Klein was telling in her book was basically that big corporations were using ideas as marketing tools to create brand identity. Now, she seems to despise this kind of this kind of marketing, but that's not really what's interesting for me. It's much more interesting that this movement changed the perception of people in such a way that if they did go to the groceries, they would rather buy the private label bread from the retailer rather than the branded one that they used to buy until some months before. I'm saying bread, but it could be anything else. Private label really took a big development in the early 2000s, and this it was also empowered by their possibility to place their product, the private label product, at the higher shelves of the store, the one that were more clearly visible, and move down the big brands. And so the customer would have to really look for the branded to the branded products to find them, rather than just picking up the most convenient one at the most simple height. This changed the way that the big brands had to relate with the distribution and with the retailers. Especially this was true for the food industry, but I think that almost all sectors saw some kind of situation or a situation like this. And I would say that also the heritage of that no logo, no global movement was for some years some kind of intellectual stigma to people being driven to show off brands and big brands on their daily clothing or daily objects that they were moving around. And then it's gone. It's completely gone. Now, that kind of situation in which ideas in which the brand represented themselves were driving people in change even more. And it seems nowadays that the brand that one wears or use is part of identity per se. And I think that at the end of the day, and since we get to the point of technology, because technology is what interests us, internet is what changed this situation a lot. What the internet did, of course, we know that, is that it reduced the cost of entrance to mass marketing so much that it was much more likely for new brands to grow in visibility and to send their message, whatever it may be, independency, alternative thinking, environmentalism, whatever you call it, whatever you want, and this, I think, rigged the machine of the no logo movement. If you have a niche brand that can pull you apart from the masses, and you are willing and capable to pay maybe even more for that niche brand, the idea of no logo will immediately become something else, because it becomes an alternative logo. So it's not more no logo. It's a small logo. It's a small brand that defines me, that brings me out from the mass, that gives me a feeling of being unique and different. And considering that possibly the No Global Movement was never about the poor people, it was always about intellectuals, let's say. That's why it was so easy to change from unbranded stuff to small niche brands with higher added value. So this, it's really interesting how it happened, and I cannot really demonstrate the relationship between the internet and this change in the idea of the logo to a niche logo, but for sure it must have some kind of relationship with the fact that the social network also are an occasion to show off, let's say, to represent ourselves to the world, and reaching out people that don't even know us for real. And for that reason, for many people, it may be much more interesting and important to have a clear self-identity, being distinguishable from the masses. And then another thing happened, and that's something that is going to be for sure a game changer. Even I don't think anybody is still getting how it will be a game changer. COVID happens. So what is changing here is that e-commerce that was growing so much already, it's just booming, and this may shift the balance of power again, because if you look at it, when you are on e-commerce and you are not wandering around a retail store or a mall, you don't have the chance to discover new brands unless the shop is extremely dedicated to that kind of diversity. If you are looking for products on an online store, it's most likely that you will look for your for the brand that you know most well. If you're looking for bread, or if you're looking for a hamburger, or if you're looking for pizza, whatever it is, you are not going to search for inside Deliveroo or whatever it happens. So for generic pizza, okay? And if you do, the power goes to the platform that is choosing which is the brand, the company that is paying the most to be put in the first place. But if you are let's say shopping online on a grocery store and you want canned meat, and your favorite brand of canned meat is there, is that what you're going to look for? You're not going to look for something different. While maybe in the physical store you would see your brand, but you see another one that you don't know, but it's discounted, or maybe it has some different flavor that you want to try, and you have the chance to do that. It's much more easier for the retailer to show you what they want. And now this power is gone. And while this power is going away, I'm wondering if this will not affect a lot the revenues of the private label. If you go online and if you look for, will you look for the private label stuff, or you will just type in the most renowned brand that you have in your mind, the one that you are sure that you like and it is eventually reasonably priced? This is going to be shifting a lot. And maybe in time, even the single producers will choose to move away from the platform to be the owner of their own customer list. Nowadays, distribution is in the hand of some specific platforms and logistics, and the producer almost never, unless they are the very big ones, have their own online store. This, I think, we will change in a lot. And the power of the big brands is going to be bolstered by the COVID-19 situation, because of the simple and easiest way for the customer to search for the product online. So does this mean that the smaller brands will be going under? Well, absolutely not necessarily. It only means that communication and the capability to deliver the message to your customer will be much more important than before, because you will need to be actively providing your customers with valuable content, valuable information about your products, and that needs to be done on all the platform where the customer will have attention. It's going to be all in the hands of big brands. Yes, of course, but then again, internet gives the opportunity to wide fragmentation, and therefore, compared to the television age, and so the 80s and the 90s, still, even if we've maybe a little bit more cost, but smaller companies will have the chance to be seen and to be recognized as long as they choose to invest in their capability to communicate to the internet on the internet and reach for their customer. So, to summarize this, let's say that the reality will of marketing of products will be for sure affected, but we can tell right away that the internet, the all the platform marketplaces will be changing the way that customers do relate with the products, but we can tell right away that the importance of having visibility and immediate recognizability of our brand will be paramount for companies to come. The opportunities are there, so once again, just do that. Try to communicate as much better as you can. On a last note, I would say that of course COVID-19 will affect everybody in another way, but that's another story. Okay, financially speaking, this could be moving the power more to big brands once again, but financial solidity is not a matter that we can discuss here right now. Just be aware of where your world is going and where your customer will be going, where they will be looking for you, and try to reach them directly as much as you can. The opportunities are there, you just need to get educate yourself. Okay, I think that this wraps it up. And once again, if you have any opinion to share about branding in this new era, drop me a message. I will gladly talk.